Bang.
Oh, what up, mother truckers? Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling
Can you hear me?
podcast. Oh, did this work? Here we go.
Roman Reigns is always here.
Coming at you, baby, like Cleopatra. Gabba, gabba, wee.
Gabba, gabba, wee. Gabba,
yeah.
Gabba, gay. Gabba, 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 gay.
Shock the system.
Not a perfect person.
Oh, you didn't know?
Well, let's hear from the boss.
Someone you idolize takes you under their wing from day one because they see something special in you. They help you to become something more.
Monday Night Raw is presented by Southern New Hampshire University.
There it is. Perfect. Hooked up Shane McMahon.
Welcome everyone to Raw Underground, where there are very little rules, lots of excitement, carnage, chaos, and quite frankly, lots of things that I personally would like to see.
And after that, I'm going straight to hell. Enjoy the show.
Coming so at you, everybody. A little trip down the sound drop lane, folks. Comedians of Wrestling, patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. Jesus Christ, folks. We got a lot to talk about, and many would say so little to talk about at the same time. Now, what do I mean by that? We'll find out. It's something I just said that I'm going to reverse engineer into a point. Nick Tulo is here at Tiptoe with Tulo. Check him out in the Twitterverse. He's out there giving all his takes. Also, follow Kevin Gill. What's Kevin Gill's handle? I love the guy.
At OG Kevin Gill.
We love, folks. We love OG Kevin Gill. He's a tremendous guy. A lot of people are saying he's a great guy. what's happening? I'm so caffeinated right now.
I just started having coffee and needed it.
You going bonkers for donkers?
Bonkers for dongs.
A lot to talk about in the world of professional wrestling. And like I said earlier, not a lot to talk about. CM Punk is back, baby. CM Punk is back and he is wearing sneakers. CM back. Punk is back to kick your ass in a pair of Keds. Be prepared to have your face kicked in by the softest gummy soles out there on the market. You will be bleeding. Well, not bleeding. You will be just slightly annoyed, peeved. When CM Punk kicks you in the face, it's going to feel like when a fucking fly lands on your face. It's more annoying than painful. That's what happens when CM Punk is back, folks.
Oh,
and watch out for those punches. They're not going to come near connecting you. He's going to have one of the least menacing presences known to man. Tulo, what do you think about that?
Boy, am I excited to watch him wrestle Jon Moxley at All Out.
All they got. Let's jump right into AEW right now. It's kind of weird when you look at the main event and it's just a bunch of old WWE guys, you know? I mean, am I wrong? Don't get me wrong. Jon Mox.
Yeah.
I did say recently is the number one best wrestler right now. Okay. I believe that to be swapped to be Roman Reigns right now, you know, after SummerSlam. I might even put Brock before him, which people might think is crazy because Brock's wrestled, I think, two matches the whole year, right?
That's your take. Yeah,
Mania
that's your take.
At SummerSlam, or did he have two matches in 2022?
I think so, yeah. No, he was, I think something happened in Saudi Arabia, right?
Oh, yeah, he did. He wrestled probably Roman, right? On American soil, two matches in 2022.
Wait, I feel like there's a website for this, like where it tells you all Brocklers.
You know what it is? Wikipedia. It's the greatest. We love Wikipedia, folks. Now, Tulo.
Yes.
It's hard. Is what I would say is that let's break down all my points from the top. And let's just say this.
Yeah, his last match was WrestleMania.
So Brock wrestled two matches in 2022. Was he in the Rumble?
He wrestled AJ Austin Theory in MSG.
Oh yeah, and he wrestled him in Saudi Arabia in the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, and he won the Elimination Chamber, and he also won the Royal Rumble, and actually beat Bobby Lashley.
So it's like Rumble. Six matches in 2022.
And Brock Lesnar beat Big E, Bobby Lashley, and
Kevin
Owens.
You know what? I feel comfortable saying Brock. WWE All right. J1. Let me tell you. All right. A couple things we got to talk about AEW. We got to talk about it. You know.
Got to talk
Chris
about him.
Jericho never looks like shit, right? I mean, sometimes he looks like fat or whatever. You know what I mean? But he's always dressed like he's on TV. He's in rock star mode, you know? Is CM Punk, I get it, part of his thing is that he's punk, but I have such a beef with the, like, with the shoe wear. It's like, my brain is like, why would you, am I wrong? Like, you come in the ring wearing shitty sneakers that don't go with the jeans, you know, and you don't look scary. You're supposed to be like a, not that he's like a monster, but like. When you kick guys, like, yo, the mafia guys, they kick guys in, right? They're wearing, like, the hard bottom loafers, you know what I mean? Right? At least? Are you looking up?
They might be ASICs.
Confirmed ASICs?
They might be ASICs, dude. Hold on. Gotta find a better picture. I think they're ASICs, bro. So, like, he was out, what, like, taking a swift jog.
I guess didn't he get a foot surgery? Isn't that what his injury was?
So you think it's like supporting his injury for extra support?
I don't feel support. He's wearing the Skechers curbs. You know, the Skechers with the remember those ones that people wore Skechers to make their butts better?
I gotta see these up close. I might be able to bring them up. All right, keep going. Go. Ask away.
What I'm saying is that AEW, one way to make their product look better is to increase the costuming of their talent, you know?
Yeah.
And have, like, a wardrobe person. It's a television program. I understand the show is, like, a little grunge and this and that, but it's too dressed down. Like, I've talked about Ziggler before because he's a great example of a guy who's, like, he's never wearing, like, I mean, his gear is always like he's wrestlered out to the max. I mean, his gimmick is that he's like a 90s wrestler, you know? But like when he comes to ring, sometimes he's just wearing like skinny jeans. He'll even wear a shoe that's like all black, right? So that presents the image of a boot on television, even if it is just a sneaker, right? And then he also has the coordination where it looks like his kicks connect. So it's better, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even if he wears like a hoodie, he cuts the sleeves off. It's part of the look. There's a look element. CM Punk's look is, I just look like a guy in the crowd. I don't know. I don't like it.
He's got this like biker look to him right now, which would be dope if maybe like give me a vest, you know, maybe a leather vest would be kind of dope on CM Punk, or like a hoodie vest or something.
It can't go too far. I'm putting the show on because I gotta see now. He's obviously not gonna wear.
I can just share this picture with you.
He's obviously not going to wear like fucking. Wait, was that the main? Yeah, it was the main, right? He's obviously not gonna wear something crazy like costume. It's just not gonna fit his thing. But okay, here now I'm looking. So I don't even mind. The black t-shirt looks all right, and the jeans look okay, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's hopping on the foot that was fucked up, right? Okay. Oh, those sneakers are so bad. Oh, my God. Those are so bad. Those are so bad. He actually looks
like
he's
in. I think they're Asics.
Oh, my God. They're worse than I remember. Like, come on, man. Those look so fucking bad. If they were just all black sneaker or something. All right. They look bad. I'm confirmed. Anyway, that's it. That all being said, it was great to have Punk back. I just can't help but go like, when it's all old WWE guys in there, it's just not a, it's not a great look for AEW. They have a ton of great talent that could be in there with these guys, you know? I know Malakai is an ex-WWE talent per se, but I don't really consider him that because he's more of a, like, I don't consider the guys whose main runs were NXT WWE guys. I almost consider those guys, like, you know, I don't count them as, like, you know, the other three guys are WWE champions, former WWE champions, you know? And when it's like you look at the WWE right now and it's like Riddle's coming up big, Theory's coming up big, you know, even Cody, right? It's making WWE look fresher somehow. How? They can't have WWE looking fresher, you know?
That's a great point because WWE feels fresh right now. Like, it feels completely different. I mean, it feels new, and I think that has a lot to do with how bad it actually was, you know?
Yeah.
Right? So now, finally, we're getting to see all this awesome stuff happen with all these wrestlers, and, like, it's actually happening. So, like, the fans are getting exactly what they asked for. This is the you know, the funny thing of the, you know, like, they came out that time and said, we're going to start listening to the fans. It feels like they're actually listening to the fans. Like, and then also Triple H is doing his thing. So
is that your Austin theory?
That's my Austin theory.
Because you're in Austin right now.
So this is what I said is my point about all this is that they're two completely different wrestling products. You know, like, they're not even close to actually being the same. They're so, so completely different, it feels like, right now. And AEW is they start off with, you know, Darby and Brody and crazy ass match, and then they go into that tornado tag match, another crazy ass match, right? And you're like, you're watching this and you're like, this is not WWE, like, at all. But, you know, you're getting this, like, in these insane matches, right? It's just completely different. It's actually feeling more thrown together now than, like, a television show, you know? Like, it just feels like very, very, like, indie centric, like, put the cards together, tell storylines across shows, but they're kind of like soft storylines. They're not like really anything crazy. And my other big point is the women's division is just booked so atrociously and not even close to being on the same level as what's going on in WWE, especially right now. And it's a complete embarrassment. Like, it's wild how embarrassing it is. Like, Madison Rain against Jade, like, this is where we're at, you know? Like, it's cool that she's back and she's coaching, but I don't know. It's interesting. I had a fun time watching AEW, but, like, you know, you bring up good points. You bring up the points, like, it's the WWE guys that are, like,
well, we said it, you know, we said it. I mean, I it's not
which
that
is
I,
fine, which is yeah. fine, but, like, you know, and I'm like I said, I'm hey, pumped for Mox versus Punk at All Out, but, you know.
So, did we see Punk Mox during Punk's run?
In WWE?
I don't remember. What were Punk's views? Cowboy? No, in AEW. No. I know Punk. We saw Ambrose Punk, definitely. Because the Shield was the whole Punk thing when they started, you know. But I'm saying, did we see Punk Mox in AEW yet?
Wasn't it? Oh no, that was the Eddie Kingston match, right? Did Punk? Punk fight Mox? Let me see.
No, I don't think so.
CM Punk. Bang.
There's John Moxley. No.
So, all right. So, anyway, I'm just saying that from the macro standpoint. Let's dial it in now and talk about how, in reality, though, Punk Moxley is a really, really, in AEW, is going to be very fun. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's big. I said him coming back was major, you know?
Yeah, because these are two guys who have a lot of beef with WWE. So they, you know, felt they were two guys who, you know, complained as being like held back by WWE. And so a feud with them now in a place where they presumably have way more creative freedom is going to be like, all right, time to put your money where your mouth is. Now we know from both of them, truthfully, Punk's run, I know some people have said, yeah, and I've said it.
Feedback. You touched
it. I know. I just fucked it up. Right. I just changed it. Punk's, is this a bonus hat, by the way?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Wasn't the last one?
Oh, no,
one
it's not. The other last one was a bonus.
You marked this one as a bonus hat. I think this is the main app. So we got to talk about that. We got to, I mean, I changed it mid app.
Oh, man.
Yo, because, all right, so the main apps, I mean, too, we can just figure this out right out on the air. You know what I mean? But, like,
I think this makes sense to do the main apps after Raw and Dynamite on, like, when we can do them on Thursdays, you know?
And then have a bonus app on Mondays? But then what did we watch?
And then bonus app on Sunday. Or, like, I don't know.
No,
yeah, Sunday
drop
or Monday.
All right, cool. We'll figure that out.
We clearly couldn't figure it out live on there.
I think we could also do, we record Wednesday or Tuesday after Raw. We record Tuesday after Raw. Drop the main app Wednesdays from now on. And we'll solidify this later, but we'll drop Wednesdays, and then we do drop one on, like, you know, after.
Well, we can't really. We're It's all about, like, how our schedules work. That's the thing, you know, like. So our problem right now is our schedules are kind of crazy. Like, I'm going to Nashville Sunday to Thursday next week. So, I mean, I'm going to bring stuff with me to record.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But it's – our schedules are so crazy right now. So,
all right,
like,
we'll figure it out.
It's more
we'll
time.
All
so
this is more complicated
idea,
than I expected.
So the idea is to get two episodes a week, a bonus app and a regular app, and then we figure out which one is which each week.
Yeah. But I'm saying we're gonna change. We'll figure it out, but we're trying to change the main app where we at least watch Raw, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Cool. We'll figure out the exact days. We'll lock that in the next episode. Lock it in. Hold on. Let me lock that in quick. Should we lock that in?
Lock it in.
Okay. So here's the thing, though.
Nice. That worked out really well.
We didn't lock. By the way, I just want to confirm that we didn't lock anything in. It's a complete fucking mess. I don't want to do polished stuff. I'm polished. No one likes when I'm polished.
We thrive in the mess.
Too low. CM Punk's run, some people are saying it's like slightly lackluster. I thought CM Punk's AEW run has been pretty good. What I said was I didn't think Cowboy should drop the title to him, which was different than knocking his run. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's...
And I was proven right about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because he got injured. But Mox's run, we know, outside of WWE, has been absolutely stellar. That's like literally from a D to an A+.
Right.
So the two of these guys outside clashing is pretty fucking exciting. They are two babies, but I like that. That makes it even more exciting for me, you know?
Yeah, and they're like...
To clarify my point, is just that from an optics standpoint, it's weird when you look at social media and you say that AEW is a bunch of old WWE guys, right?
Well, there's also a big thing, too.
But when you break it down, but this is the last point I'll throw to you. But when you break it down, there's actually some cool storytelling going on here and some cool work shoot stuff going on.
A very big thing to factor in. All Out's in Chicago, home of CM Punk.
Yeah, of course, everything's in fucking Chicago.
I know, but it matters a lot more in this match, the fact that of who's the face and who's the heel, right?
You know how I feel about Chicago.
Even though I don't really think face and heel need to exist here, I think it's just a rivalry of two. And Moxie's gonna be on the lunatic fringe of, you know, face and heel. And there's gonna be Moxley chance, and there's gonna be insane CM Punk chance. He goes tights or long boys or undies?
Undies in Chicago, no question. But also, what I'm saying is this. Chicago. You know how I feel about Chicago, by the way.
Chicago.
How do you feel about Chicago?
Chicago is a town that annoys me because they get all the good wrestling shows, and then they annoy me double because they earn them. They're always a great crowd, and you see why they get all the shows. Uh-huh. They completely earn all the dope shows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually
very
just,
good point.
This is a compliment to Chicago, you know?
Yeah.
They deserve what they get, right? Like, we all hate when wrestling goes to a crowd, a town, and it's like it's full and you hear nothing. You're like, never go back there. Fuck these people. Because wrestling, we know the audience. It's part of what's cool about wrestling is that you're part of the show. You know, you the wrestling fans are literally part of the show. There have been times in wrestling where a crowd response has completely shifted the storytelling. Many times. It's why I like pro wrestling. That doesn't happen in fucking stupid sports. Okay? You know, I hate it. Like, in sports, it's like, you don't matter at all. You really don't. You know, that same idiot, my whole fucking life, that Jets guy, the J-E-T, you know what I'm talking about? The guy, the Jets guy, they've never won. He's done nothing for the team. That guy's life is a joke, okay? But as a wrestling fan, I've been there to pop for Seth to the point where Vince pulled the trigger on him cashing in, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're actually part of changing because it's scripted. It's why scripted storytelling is better than stupid random sports. All right? Now, I don't even understand how people are like, oh, wrestling's fake. You're like, I know. It's the biggest plus to it. It's what makes it good.
Yeah.
All right. Now, anyway. Punk Mox, I believe, is going to be great. It's going to be really great. And I believe Punk will win. And I think Punk will go on to, you know, have the run he was supposed to have. And I
believe, but like, who does – Kenny?
I think Punk wins and MJ – he goes back to an MJF thing.
That would be awesome.
And, yes. Now, there is the Kenny in the room. I really hope Kenny, when he comes back, when Kenny, because people are really missing Kenny. I mean, it's there's a where's Kenny, you know, there's a real feeling of it. His presence is severely missing.
I'm interrupting you here because I have to say this. It is not in the Trios tournament. No, 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 no. Don't do it, AEW. Don't fucking do it. Do not put Kenny in that Trios tournament to do all the elite stuff. Kenny needs to come back and be Kenny fucking Omega, okay? He needs to be the best wrestler in the world. And if he gets caught up in that Trios bullshit and they just do the fucking their fucking things, it's no. He needs to be in the championship match. I mean, I guess he can be a Trios title holder and be AEW champion too. He's held multiple titles before anyway, but I'm telling you, man, because when he comes back, it's going to be massive, but it's not going to be the pop that they think it would be if he just is the Young Bucks partner, you know?
Well, it's time for Kenny to go to WWE. I mean, I've never felt that stronger in my life. Like, give Kenny to Triple H, you know? He needs Triple H. I mean, let me tell you. Let's just talk about Triple H for a second. Triple H is a guy that I kind of believe in at this point, right? I mean,
I don't kinda. I am 100% committed. I've been 100% committed to Triple H before. I am right back into that with him right now.
I say kind of because I had some problems with Raw this week, but and a lot of them are not totally his fault. One is just Bayley stinks. I mean, I'm just not a Bayley mark.
That's not true.
I am not a Bayley mark. She's just on that microphone is a turd. This whole ding dong gimmick bothers me. I find it a little, her whole like thing. I find it all a little anti-Semitic, if I'm honest, you know, when she's ding like, she does like coffee talk. Remember that? She hasn't done that yet, but when she had the fake door, she's like, it was a little coffee talk, you know? Now, you got to understand about me.
Oh my god, bro.
You don't think that's true? It was a little like, yeah.
No.
Yeah, ding dog, I'm coffee. She was doing like an impression of Mulaney and Kroll doing the like too much tuna guys. You know? It's too much tuna. and I don't think she has the charisma to pull it off, but she is very annoying, if that matters. And then Dakota Kai gets on the mic, and I don't know. That segment didn't work for me. I mean, the writing was okay, though. I just didn't think the delivery was great. Because, like, this, you know, it's about commanding presence, and not all of them can do it. Like, Roman, like, can just stand there silently, you know? And yeah. It just annoys me. Anyway.
I would say on the other end of that, you have Bianca Belair, who's just an absolute fucking superstar.
Bianca like, is fucking great, out, and Becky. I mean, is great. I pretty much yeah. like even though people have complaints about Bianca, like Becky's and pulling a little bit of the thing I said, the Big Daddy, where the kid goes in the closet and puts on whatever he wants. You know,
but here's something to be Becky's excited pretty about. Fucking good. Alexa Bliss coming back and like revamping her career, because think back to how good Alexa Bliss was, man. Incredible on the mic, too.
Yeah, great.
Insane heel. I'm hoping that she turns heel, that's like, perfect. On Asuka.
Asuka's great, too.
Asuka's insane,
too.
Dude.
Yeah, Asuka's
insane.
Great, too. Asuka's great, too. I was also feeling... what was I saying? Who were we talking about? Asuka? Who the fuck? I was feeling a lot of Seth stuff this week, too.
Yeah.
But.
God, I'm coming around, baby.
Wait.
Dude, the fucking.
I thought Ciampa was for sure going to win that.
Oh, me too. Guy. First of all,
I was
the pedigree.
Surprised, right?
The pedigree, bro.
Yeah.
Come on.
Him did the come pedigree. On. Was sick.
And I want you to give some props to Angelo Dawkins. Come on. Come on,
I like
bro.
Angelo Dawkins. I'm not an Angelo Dawkins hater. That was not me. That was, I think.
I'm just saying. Give some
Newman
props. He's looking pretty jacked. He's looking pretty jacked. Okay. Pop the top. Okay. That's big. Big.
We love popping the top, don't we?
Very athletic. Powerhouse. Can go up top if he needs to. He's doing flips out of the ring. Man, Street Profits are never breaking up.
No. I actually ever. Agree. I think you're right. I think you have a Angelo Dawkins breaking up with Montez is caught. I don't think you need those guys to barbershop window each other.
No. Because he's not Jannetty.
Yeah, but Montez can go on singles runs and have Angelo with him.
Here's the like they Day just style. need that. That's and here's the thing. They need one more in that stable. Just add someone to that stable. It would be perfect because then they can float as singles and still be tag team competitors. It's the ideal situation.
Yeah.
One more addition to the Street Profits. I think Carmelo Hayes in NXT is ideal. Ideal for them. Just think about those.
Who's your favorite tag team of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah. And I guess all time, I don't know, kids. It's hard to say, like, kids. Like, when I was a kid, it's like I loved the Legion of Doom I loved, like, Bushwhackers, but, like, I don't consider them. Like, you know, when I was a kid, I was stupid. You know what I mean?
I mean.
So it's like, it's hard to be like, oh, when I was a kid, but although Ultimate Warrior is probably my number one favorite wrestler of all time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, the Rockers
but
are.
When I look at the Ultimate Warrior now, though, his shit holds up for me, you know?
I love this conversation, by the way. I'm, like, literally looking at my old wrestling toys. I mean, the Rockers were, like,
I think I know my favorite.
I think that's why I'm. But I think that's why I'm so passionate. We were just Demolition Bros were like fucking sick, bro. Axe and Smash. Oh man.
Well, I don't think they're called Demolition Bros. You mean Demolition?
I don't know why I said Demolition Bros.
A lot of tag teams are bros. I think my favorite tag team of all time, I think, is the Dudley Boys.
Wow.
I think they are. I think they did the best. I really loved. First off, they had a great. They just had some of the sickest matches. The Dudley Death Drop is my favorite finish. It's why I love the Usos because they do it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something worked so well about those guys doing it together. I love that they called each other brothers. I love that like fucking Bubba would powerbomb like Mae Young through a table and shit. You know what I mean?
Honestly, I mean, it's not out of the picture to even say I think FTR might be my favorite tag team ever.
And you give them a little time.
Because I think I've seen a majority of their career now where I have that like sample of saw him in NXT, saw him in WWE, saw him in AEW, saw him in Ring of Honor. Like I've seen him everywhere and I've seen him live. I've met them. I have FTR merch. I would honestly say probably they're going to definitely end up as my favorite tag team ever.
That's fair. Okay, cool. Let's see.
Love that tag team detour. Let's go.
What was the tag team detour? Because I was like, I gotta say, Young Bucks are up there for me. I wouldn't even say necessarily their AEW stuff, even though their AEW stuff is great. But just watching them out here, it was so fun to watch them locally. You know.
Yeah.
And they were doing their thing, they were so fun. You know. But anyway, Kenny Omega. Kenny can't come back and start wearing like the shitty like red con t-shirts and shorts, you know, like, please don't do that. You know, I mean, it just feels like if I was a pro wrestler, like part of the fun would be thinking about what I rock. This is like, I think it's what makes Randy Orton just always looks like a fucking bajill. I mean, he rarely even comes out, not even when he's just cutting promos. He pulls the gimmick of all the Attitude Era guys that I love, undies and a t-shirt. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it is the great pro wrestling look where you're like, you come out, cut a promo. I was watching, all right, this, I don't know what, this might have been from WrestleMania 15, maybe 17. My meal service company posted this, and it's
signed picture of Jinder Mahal.
WWE champion Jinder Mahal. Did they take it down? Here, no, it's this, here. It's this clip of Austin just walking through the hallway. I mean, can you think of anything cooler than this in real life? Like,
no.
Look how fucking good this guy looks. You know?
Uh-huh.
It's just his walk. It's everything, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's the way he moves. It's what makes, like, pro wrestling work, you know? And I think a lot of guys are not thinking about that aspect of pro wrestling.
Like, Stone Cold's I would prefer. Walk
was a thing. You know,
I prefer Wardlow like in his dressing room pounding out like finishing off his set of like chests, you know, like a press and putting it on the rack and popping the top up and going out than just walking out of the back, you know, like give me do things. You're right. And I think that's where AEW is starting to fall into is it's not about like the characters, you know. It's about the wrestlers, I would say. So there's no real, like, no one's doing anything unique right now, it feels like. You know, like, all of the, just go down through the champions. I mean, maybe Jade is the only one, but that's because she looks like $1 million, you know? I mean, and she has the baddies and stuff and things like that. But, I mean, what do we got? You know, like, who, like, Swerve and Keith Lee are... The tag team champions, they're not doing anything special. Like everybody, no one has anything unique. House of Black, only once, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, so they're going to have a trios title. I mean, AEW has more titles than wrestlers. It's crazy. What is Tony Khan even thinking? You know, like that's the thing about Tony Khan is that like he's starting to crumble. Like, he is making these choices that are like Vincian, you know, where you're like, oh man, I guess this is just how it happens, you know. Meanwhile, say what you will about everything or whatever, you know, about AEW, WWE, but you turn on WWE and you're getting like, you know, Triple H. You're getting
who crashed the car?
You're getting Ziggler. You know, Gable.
Gable in a fucking legit like wrestling match.
A wrestling match, you know, in Cleveland. You know, that's fucking fun. Yeah, well, it was Dexter Lumis showed up, right?
Yeah, it was so cool because I, like, didn't notice the car crashed in the background, like, the first time. And I was like, what's going on back there? I was like, oh, shit, there's Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop. You want it? All right, quick detour. Tell me this is not great booking.
You trying to do a Doudrop detour?
Doing a Doudrop. It's the Doudrop detour. Okay.
Where's the Hawkeye detour? I don't have the Hawkeye detour. I'm just kidding, I do.
It's the Hawkeye detour.
The Doudrop detour.
Yeah, what's up with the Doudrop detour?
I think Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. should go back to Piper and Nikki Cross and join Judgment Day and be Rhea Ripley's stable parts in Judgment Day. What do you think?
I think that's a great call. I think that Nikki Cross should join Judgment Day. That's an awesome call.
And Piper, too. And they're with Rhea Ripley. Those are three, dare I say, badass men.
Are you seeing that right now in the LA side note? They're doing, like, they're all in SoFi. There's a ring in SoFi right now.
Yeah, they were doing a, yeah, because WrestleMania tickets went on sale. Should we be buying those or?
That would just make a lot of sense, but obviously we're going to be stupid and buy them for triple the price later. WrestleMania tickets are on sale now already.
I'm going to try and just get one ticket through my friend. Like, fuck it.
Oh, there's a pre-sale code.
Or Ziggler. Yeah. I could have got the friends and family tickets through my buddy, but I didn't even put in an effort because I was like, God, it's so far away. April. It's only fucking August. Like, please give me some time. That's unnecessary to be selling tickets right now. Just have them go on sale in January.
Just accidentally saw something called a fire devil.
Okay.
When a brush fire formed when rising hot air from a blaze pulls in smoke and debris and creates a spinning vortex of fire. This world is ruined. I mean,
see this guy on my screen right now?
Yeah.
True. KO?
Yeah, Kevin Owens.
That motherfucker is back. Okay. Let's go. I am so.
You know, I have a thing to say about Kevin Owens, though. It's time to get into shape. It's just time. For the longevity of his career, I love Kevin Owens. He's one of my guys. You know, Kevin Owens is one of my guys. Everybody knows Kevin Owens is one of my guys. I love Kevin Owens. You know that. We know I love Kevin Owens. That's locked in. I don't see anything. I don't think him getting in shape would fucking hurt him.
His love is look. I love what his look and his like.
He's a brawler, bro. Down, his shorts are mid ankle, like mid shin. You know, you do like his look. I don't.
Him, man. He's.
I like it the way his face looks, and I like the way his arms look. But his gear looks like shit. He's wearing like a red shirt. It doesn't matter. Like I know it fits his thing, but it's like.
Tattoos look great. I mean,
tattoos do look great.
Hands are taped. He looks like a brawler, dude. I don't know what else he can. I mean, getting in shape, whatever. But like, I don't know. What is he gonna do? Wrestle with a shirt off? Then I mean,
he doesn't have to wrestle with a shirt off. But why not? I've always said to him, why not? Why not get the shoulders jacked up? Get the arms big. You know what I mean?
Put on a little like a couple extra.
It's a reality about Kevin Owens is that he's fucking great, but there's something about him that his look holds him back. It does. It just does in pro wrestling.
Interesting perspective.
He can't like, you know, Cody's gonna just waltz past him, you know. And he's a heel, so it's.
I want to go that far, but you have to remember Kevin Owens' success in NXT was under the tutelage of fucking. Triple H.
No, he's a definitive Triple H guy. So
this is like Triple H creates magic with this version of Kevin. Yeah.
I just think he's I don't think it would hurt him at all, you know?
Like Triple H is gonna do it. And I hope he starts getting involved in storylines and stuff. I would love to see like the Triple H guys, and it's like Kevin, Sammy, and like Ciampa in a stable together, you know, like, and they just fucking destroy everybody. You know what's coming? I'm even thinking, fuck it, bring back Undisputed Era. Like, you could do it. Have We've seen new leaders of Bullet Club before. Let AJ Styles run undisputed ever. Bring up Roderick Strong up. Fucking put Finn Balor in there. Like, bring him back. Who cares? And start a fucking war. You know, like, do it. Like, it's there. I mean, you have a fucking undisputed ever shirt right behind you right there. Would you be mad if they brought back undisputed ever? Would you? Honestly. Or would you be fucking throwing up the fucking...
It's the only way to save Adam Cole. Like, you know, I mean, right?
Adam Cole? Who cares about Adam Cole?
You'd say
no, I'm saying WWE brings...
Sorry, I'm watching this clip here.
Fucking God. I'm over here marking the fuck out for Undisputed Era. And you're watching video Double Dolph. Fires.
Is Dolph and a fan critique Ciampa's gear? Oh, I gotta listen to this. This looks really fun. Newman was commenting on this. Hold on. This clip looks worth listening to. All right, I don't know what he's saying. I can't understand it. All right, anyway, either way,
unbelievable,
it's funny. It's Dolph. He's on the side talking. While Ciampa's getting shit, he's talking to a little girl in the front wearing a McIntyre shirt. She's talking shit about Ciampa's gear. And then Dolph's like, I don't know. I don't know why he's wearing that. He's like, yeah, they talk it out. It's really fucking adorable, you know?
Yeah, we love Dolph, don't we, folks?
We love Dolph, folks. Dolph was looking ripped on Raw.
He was.
He's looking shredded. Yeah,
shred.
Yeah, he's a shredder. He's shredded up. Interesting. We'll be interested to see what they do with him, you know? In the Triple H. But look, the overall point that we're not talking about, which is like Dexter Lumis back now. I mean, Triple H is running the show, baby.
He ain't done.
He's bringing back all these NXT. He's bringing up all NXT talent, you know?
He ain't done either. I think there's a lot more that's going to happen. Like,
well, they say Sasha and Malia coming back. Sasha and Naomi, you're coming back. That seems to be confirmed.
I mean,
pretty much.
Yeah, I said keep them. Wait for them as soon as that tournament is over.
Yeah,
bang, like just have them come out, challenge whoever the fucking winners are. Hopefully, it's Dakota Kai and Io Sky. Like
AEW.
Imagine that feud.
I'm just googling AEW contracts expiring. All right, you ready?
I'm just googling.
Leo Rush. Kyle O'Reilly, whatever, they ain't taking him back. It says Kenny's contract is up in February of 2023. That's interesting, though. Adam Cole.
My, if we have a WrestleMania with Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes.
Wow, free agent Allen Angels right now. Keep that in mind. All right, hold on. I'm looking at guys.
Number five.
Hold on. I'm looking at dudes here. Jericho signed until 2024.
Allen Angels would be a great NXT wrestler or NXT UK wrestler.
Look at this. Dax Harwood till 2022. I know they're trying to get FTR back, but I don't see that happening. Under Triple H, who knows?
I mean, right, you're saying that
Archer's contract is up.
Judgment Day.
Kenny Omega. I mean, the interesting one is Kenny. Kenny's contract is up. Malakai signed till 2027. If I'm Malakai and my contract's up, I go right back to WWE.
I mean, that's 5 years from now. He's older too.
I would go right back right now. I would ask for my release.
By the way, I see Finn on in the background. That Judgment Day song fucking rips, bro. It fucking rips.
I like it.
Can you put it on?
Samoa Joe, would you come back if you were Samoa Joe?
Possibly.
Chris
Statlander injury, like I guess we figured out why she hasn't been around. Right. I mean, I don't know why my brain just went there.
You love Chris Statlander. Whose song do you want?
The new Judgment Day song. I mean, I can't believe I'm watching Judgment Day. Bro, yeah, 100%. I can't believe I'm watching New Judgment Day, and I'm like, I don't know who I was texting, and I was just like, yo, Judgment Day fucking rules? What's going on? AJ caught a killer promo too. Man. Whew, boy. I mean.
Bro, I can't find the Judgment Day song because it's like, it's bringing me.
Just Google it.
It's bringing me like. It's bringing me like Judgment Day, like the pay-per-view. You know what I mean?
Judgment Day WWE. Just type in Judgment Day.
Judgment Day WWE.
WWE song. Edge, oh, Judgment Day.
Is this it? Is this it?
Oh, it's not really loud.
This might be loud. Get ready.
You came to no, it's not it. In a
dream last night. Bro, this is it.
You were standing. Ray, why did she use this? In a brilliant light. Oh, man. Dan.
Yeah.
This is it. Yeah. So I think this is it. That's not it.
I don't care what I switch up. I still got bars.
I don't know what I hit.
I had to make this the intro. I'm just telling you what guys
I have
know.
No idea what this is.
I'ma start it like this. Look.
This is not the Judgment Day song. Bible, all my- Leave it.
Oh shit, it fucked up. Alright, so this is Judgment Day. It's Rhea Ripley. Damian Priest.
Tell me something, girl.
And Finn.
Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something that you're searching for? I'm falling.
How did this pop up when I typed in Judgment Day? I have no idea.
Bro, I don't know, but
anyway, shout out to the new movie A Star Is Born from 3 years ago.
You can also search
That's
our
one of those
YouTube
movies
page.
Where, like, you talk to somebody and they're like, oh, I never saw it. And you're like, what are you doing?
Listen,
what
if you're doing?
Like, listen, what,
if you
what
don't,
the fuck are you watching?
Listen, go to YouTube, to our YouTube page, and watch A Mark Is Born. It's probably one of the best edited videos we've ever done. Like, Phil absolutely fucking killed it. I went back and I recently watched SummerSlam Tacular, in Vegas. Yeah. And I was watching with my buddy Paul, who's a tattoo artist. He stayed with me for a night. Yeah. And I put it on the next morning. I was like, yeah, you should watch this. Like, this is what we did in Vegas.
Yeah.
First of all, that thing's 40 minutes long.
The match?
Yeah.
It's just, we have no idea what we're doing. I mean, like, let me just talk about this. Like, this podcast, like, who the fuck knows what we're doing with this thing? But, like, yeah. We took I started this podcast, and then we had wrestling matches in Vegas in front of like 300 people. Like,
400. And Johnny Mundo's coming on stage. I'm getting a fucking magic killer through a table. Fucking Luke Gallows is drunk out of his mind. Jimmy Lloyd is just like on another universe. Like, Dan's jumping off bars. I mean, we're doing a move called the Eat My Ass Centipede. Shout out to Rhea Ripley for stealing the Eat My Ass and using it on Dominic, by the way. That was
this
a huge
is
moment.
My art, assholes. Anyway, Tula, let's get out of here, right?
Do you want it? I mean, sure.
I'm hungry, and I feel like what were you not covering? Go, you go. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know what we didn't cover. I feel like we covered everything.
We talked about. I mean, the shit is good, man. I watched Raw. This is 2 weeks in a row. I've watched Raw live. I think, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching it live, or at least caught up, like, for sure. But yeah, I mean, both shows were actually really good this week. You know, like,
Dexter Lumis Jabron Zone? You put Dexter Lumis in the Jabron Zone or no?
No, I think he's right. I think that's a great way to, like, I thought they did that. I thought they nailed it. Like, I thought that was so cool because at some point you actually felt like some fan was being an asshole, you know?
Right.
And then you see it's him and then you're like, oh shit, what is he fucking here for?
Yeah, no, you know, that was like, a really fucking cool idea. Triple H is clearly ready to go. You know,
it'd be dope if he like. I'm not even gonna go there.
I'm gonna go get some wings. Everybody, we'll rock it out. We'll come back for a bonus episode. We'll be at a.
Got any shows to promote?
Check out Last Improv Show on August 30th. And then check out Comedy Poll Show at Comedy Poll Show. But both of these are in Los Angeles, California. Comedy Poll Show is on August 27th, Saturday, August 27th at the Virgil. You can check out at Comedy Poll Show and at Last Improv Show. If you're
get
in LA, come
now.
Check out a show. Get your tickets now. Those links are up. Everybody, keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Eat my ass.
Eat my ass. Yeah, that's right.
Bye.